maybe somebody in political standing told them to send their children there if they was going to work for them or something like that. They'd have to send their children to public school.
Mm-hmm.
Just after the colored vote, really.
Your children are in private school?
They go to private school.
Is that Benton Academy?
No, they have an academy in Yazoo City, Manchester Academy.
Do you think, has there been much, I know in, well, some of the larger high schools in Atlanta, there's been a lot of racial tension, you know, has there been much in the smaller public schools here?
Yes, it has. It hadn't been too bad, because when it happens, people will usually pull their child out and put it in a private school, or they'll keep it down and they won't publicize it. In other words, if a colored boy and a white boy get in a fight, they just kind of ignore it and let it cool off itself. And
mm-hmm.
they really know it's nothing they can do about the situation. So, but then you have your colored teachers, which they show more of discrimination to the white student that they have in there. They just ignore it. They won't teach it anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's outnumbered 80-1 in the classes.
The white schools here are predominantly black?
Yeah, at least 80% black. Mm-hmm. Most of them are 90-100% black.
Mm-hmm.
So a white student in there doesn't have much of a chance, especially with colored teachers, because they will treat it real bad.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should have been done about the integration? Do you think that, well, I can see that there could be a problem now. I can see that you might not want your child to go to a public school if you think that the teacher's going to discriminate against it. And
yeah, we know they will. And then, too, the teachers, the colored teachers you have in the South are not qualified. They don't have the education to teach.
Because they graduated from the colored colleges?
Probably so, the colored colleges, and it doesn't have the teachers there to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
What they need to
know. What would you recommend or do you see any clear solution?
Well, there was one. Now, you take what always bugged me. I meant the colored people. They wasn't making much income to pay taxes with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, therefore, they didn't pay many taxes.
Mm-hmm.
All the schools fell on the burden of the white people, which was having to pay the taxes in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So we was having to furnish the school buses to pick up the colored children. The white people were.
Mm-hmm.
Because color didn't pay enough taxes to buy a school bus. So we was furnishing schools for them because they didn't pay any taxes on schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the federal government was helping. But we were building schools equal to the white schools where they could have got a good education.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, if you educate these people, the rest of it will follow suit. You could have educated these people and they would have cleaned themselves up and their morals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have mixed with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't mix with someone that's got low morals, that's going to drag you down.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can meet them halfway, but when you got to go below that,
mm-hmm.
that you're hurting the rest of the society more than you're hurting the minority, that you're helping the minority. So if you, which we were doing, with the federal government's help, we were building schools every year, just
mm-hmm.
as good or better than the white school. And we was putting the best teachers available in those schools. I think if they would have got qualified teachers, not particular white teachers, but really hard down qualified teachers.